God, our Lord, thank you for being the face behind us. Oh, shit, the Force.
L'chaim.
What?
Oh, give her a pulpit. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us, /chat, where everybody else is hanging out and laughing at having this prayer. That's okay. You exhausted a lot of energy. You're not all together.
Well, I ran the same 3 miles that I normally do 3 times a week, but today, for the first time, I ran it outside.
On the deadly streets of New York.
I'm really intimidated by it. I'm so not a runner. I hate running. And this was like, I want to do a 5K, which I know is like not a big deal at all. But I don't know. Running on the elliptical, I think, is so not the equivalent of running outside, you know?
Right.
And which is not to be, like, I'm not belittling the stuff that I do because I really get excited by it. I sweat a lot when I do it. But I'm like, I wonder if it'll take me double the amount of time to run on the street. And I went, because, you know, you ever, like, this is so pathetic, you ever run to a bus and, like, you ran to the bus and it's half a block.
Instead of running to the bus, I go, there is nothing I can do. Are you upset that I will never run with you?
No.
I despise running.
No.
There's many forms of, I think a reason Kara and I broke up, an ex of mine, is because I would never run with her.
Really?
I really do think so. That was a passion of hers and that she could never share with me.
No, I think that, I don't know, we can have individual things, don't you think? I also don't.
I think.
I don't think we're going to break up because you won't watch girly movies with me every 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, no, I didn't even think about it. I also wear headphones, which helps me. Like, I'm not chit-chatting, you know? I mean, I wouldn't mind running with another person, but I can do it alone.
And I tried to do other things, too. I take her inspirational quotes. I mean, I'd make dirty limericks out of them, but I try. But running, never.
No, if we didn't do anything together, I'd be like, fucking pick something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but Jesus Christ, how much more of our lives do you want to share? We work together, we eat together, we like, you know, we live together. I mean, that's just basic. I don't expect that to be the only thing in our relationship. But when we go out, we go out. Like, we have fun together. We have fun in the house together. We get, you know, movies and whatever. And I'm naming like the most basic whatever that probably everybody does with, you know, their dog or something. But, you know, it's no. It's
and opposites
not that,
attract.
No.
That's what I say. Anytime Hen is mad at me, I go, opposites attract.
I don't think that opposites attract in the way that people use that excuse so much. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
she doesn't want me at the strip club, but I go. Opposites attract.
Right, yeah. Not so much. But I do think, like, you know, when you find someone that, you know, there's like an admiration of something that maybe you don't have, then okay. But not like the entire opposite of you is what you want.
Right.
You know? Hey, I'm really nice. Let me get a mean fucker. You know? That kind of thing. But anyway, so I ran.
He hits me. I don't like being hit.
Right. But opposites attract. But you know what it is? It is attraction.
Right.
When they're like that, you know, they are somehow attracted to that. It's like a magnetic weirdness. It's wrong, but whatever. Anyway, so.
And Mike, where's Patrice? We're talking here. That's fucking rude. We're talking. I'm sorry. Continue. No, what an asshole. I'm having a conversation. Is everybody from Annapolis like this? And then the other day I was at the, hey, where's Bob? Your story's shit.
But Bob sure gets missed a lot,
yeah,
though. Yeah, I get it. Anyway, I was nervous. Usually I do 3 miles in about a half an hour, in 30 minutes. And, like, just about, you know, give or take 1 minute, which pisses me off, that give or take 1 minute, because it's all take 1 minute. Like, I'm always 1 minute behind on, like, exactly 3 miles.
Okay.
You know, on the 30 minutes. It pisses me off. So I ran 3 miles. It took me between 30 and 32 minutes, and I was shocked. And I actually... Like, I knew when the last couple blocks was, and I actually turned the corner, put my hands up like I'm Rocky, and I just climbed up those stairs.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, you know, like, I'm running continuously. I didn't stop once because I knew I would have to admit that I stopped. My side started hurting at some point, but I just raised my arms and, like, took a deep breath because I heard that's how you get more air in your lungs. That was fine, you know? And I was like, holy shit. Here's the thing. Do you think that people usually smile at runners? Like, have you ever smiled at a runner? Not that I was running, I was jogging, and there is a difference. But...
I'm actually in pain. My knees hurt when I watch people run.
Oh.
I'm not
really
smiling.
Yeah, this is what I want you to pick to go with me. Why don't you come running with me so that we can't, you know, move.
But people were smiling at you?
It was really, really sweet. It was
what
like,
were you wearing?
Oh, trash. Like, complete, like, runner gear. You okay. saw it, no?
No.
It was like a sweatshirt made for runners that my brother gave me and like track pants and nothing. It wasn't like, oh, look at the titties bounce at mm. all. Like I wouldn't like, even if it was summer, you got to hold those babies down so it's not hurting.
Okay.
So no, it wasn't like that. It was like, and it wasn't even like guys only. It was like women and men, and I'd pass people and they would just like kind of smile at me and I'm like, tee. So I'm wondering if like it's me because like one song into the thing, I was like, it's been a whole song and I'm still running. And I would come, I would like actually.
You smile.
I would smile like a retard. Like yeah, I'm doing it. But, and then.
You know
and
what?
Then,
I would smile at you too. Yeah. Retard.
But then, but I'd get over it, you know?
Running. That's to me what running's like too. Retarded.
But, oh, I was saying before, you ever run for the bus and it's just, it's really a half a block, but I right. guess you're running with all your might. And you feel like an asshole if you made the bus because you're just like, God. You know, you like, no matter how old you are, you feel old. You feel right. out of shape no matter if you're in shape or not. You feel like a douchebag. And so I'm like, oh, it's been a whole song. That's more than a block. That's more than whatever. Halfway through, I didn't want to take my cell phone. I didn't want to take anything because I didn't want, like, that weight on one side or something, you know. And so I'm like, I see somebody in like a slight distance. I'm like, what time is it? And so that by the time I get next to them, they tell me. And I knew like I was kind of at the halfway point and it was 15 minutes in and I was like, grin. But it wasn't always when I was grinning that somebody was doing that. But I was just, there was just so much excitement and I was done and I was just like, I am awesome.
All I heard was I'm going to be on top more. Good for you.
Me?
Congratulations. Congratulations. By the way, everybody's sending in your stand-up submission last minute. They're still coming in as we're talking. Jesus. I think the good news is you now have the mind of artists.
Waiting oh, last doing minute. Last minute. Yeah.
But we'll go over some of those tomorrow. And over the weekend, we'll figure out how people can hear the ones that we didn't play and how to vote and that kind of thing. I want to talk about this first. Only one listener sent this in, but it's going to cover a lot of people. People that talk shit about Keith and the girl. And I'm still a little tired from being sick. So this is a good thing to start with and get my blood boiling and start yapping. This is from Kevin Reed. And he writes, Keith and Chemda, I am emailing to you from my Gmail account, blah, 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 blah. I don't have the first letter. Anyway, he says, the podcast MuggleCast is picking on you. Who knew that Harry Potter fans were also big haters? And this is a show, MuggleCast, that a year ago, I believe it was, won the People's Choice Podcast Award.
Oh,
a year
they?
Before we did. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
So they were definitely popular. Maybe the show just came out, and that's why only one person told us about it. Let's say that in their defense. I really don't know. I'm not being clever. But anyway, this is what MuggleCast had to say about us.
So Podcast Alley, everyone be sure to vote for us over there. There's this podcast called Keith and the Girl.
Already I like it. Already I like the nerd sigh.
Oh yeah, I forgot how much you hate sighs.
Fucking sigh. You knew you were gonna talk about this. Okay, here we go. That's One Eye Davis. We have to talk about the house and who's cleaning and who's not cleaning.
Did you wait? I'm sorry to interrupt this MuggleCast
yes.
phenomenon.
Sure.
But what did he call house meetings to One Eye Davis is Keith's old roommate. It's fantastic. But
he was the one that was into Star Wars so much, and he would walk around, and if me or my buddy Ray would get mad at something, he would love to say, "Patience, young paladin." That was hilarious because, you know, he's the Jedi Knight that's been around for a while. And we're the up-and-comers that want to kill, you know, a family of raider things. And so, yeah, just this douche. And he got, this is the kid that got real mad, and by kid, I mean adult, that got angry because my friend Craig said he has the Force. And he goes, I have the Force. Do you know that?
Ugh.
And Davis said, I love this story. And Davis said, you don't have the Force. I do. Do you prove it? He's like, what do you want me to do? I'll do it. You'll do what I tell you to do. Yeah, if it shows the Force, yes. This is Craig. What a jackass. So these are both adults, both grown men, both regular jobs. And
really
he goes,
regular jobs.
If you have the Force, they work in hotels. If you have the Force, move that soda can from this side of the room to the other. Let's see you have the fours then. And he's watching, like, he's going to be happy when my friend can't do it. He thinks my friend's going to try.
Yeah, you're solving something right now.
Yeah, so my friend takes his left hand, takes the soda can, takes his right hand, and waves over it like a bad magician. Goes, ooh, the force, and moves the can and walks it over physically from one side to the other and then puts it down. Ooh, and the force is done. Zoom. He goes, there, I just moved it. Davis looks at him with his one eye. So it looks like he's looking behind him. Always creeping me out. And said, you didn't use the force. You moved it with your hand. That's my roommate. That's my roommate. You didn't. You moved it with your hand. And Craig said, nuh-uh. And that got him to no end. These nerds, I tell you. I don't got time for them. I don't have time for them.
Well, we have to post a picture again of One-Eyed Davis.
Oh, creepy guy.
Yeah.
Creepy
look,
guy.
Look under all episodes on our website, keithandthegirl.com, because we're always posting related pictures to the show.
He worked at one of the music stores. I forget which one. Where are the big
ones? Yeah, Joshua Jew is reminding us. I wonder if his Tower Records name tag
Tower Records
still says Jedi Master.
Tower Records. And, you know, you do that name tag thing, you know, that's indented. I forget what those things are called. Well, he put his name, and then the name things added Jedi Master. Davis, whatever, Jedi Master, walked around the store. I hope they're asking where the Star Wars section is. They wouldn't even put him in the Star Wars section, just to spite him.
Jesus, there's a Star Wars section.
Of course there is. Oh, please, let me tell you about it. It all started with John Williams.
And good.
For us over there, there's this podcast called Keith and the Girl. And they have... They decided to take over more of the Podcast Alley Top 10 list, and they have three of their shows on Podcast Alley Top 10
yeah.
right now, which is
fun.
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fun!
Keith
ridiculous.
And the Girl.
Ridiculous. We made it!
We made those!
We put those together, and we post them just like you do your nerdy podcast.
It didn't just happen.
Yeah.
It didn't just
happen. We're not using the force to make it happen.
You
There's no magic spells.
You guys work one day a week. Would be nice.
Right.
Then do it! Then do it! You do three shows. Keith and the Girl, Keith and the Girl TV, and those two are very proud of. Now, if you want an extra silliness, maybe you have a job you got to kill more time to, Keith and the Girl Backstage, which has stuff before and after shows, you know, us just hanging out.
Have three of their shows on Podcast Alley Top 10 right now, which is kind of ridiculous. Because
they were all in the top five, but some podcast called MuggleCast knocked one of them down a spot.
Nice.
Nice. That's actually awesome there.
Yeah. You.
Congratulations.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay, then. Congrats. Right.
We're number five right now as of Thursday.
But they took the entire balcony of the New York Hotel in Las Vegas during New Year's.
Did we were Matt and I were coming out of New York in Las Vegas, and there's this Keith and the Girl poster thing, and I think they were having some sort of outdoor get together.
Oh my god, that's so cool. Oh my god, that's so cool.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my god,
they happened to be
insult?
There and found the site.
That's so fucking cool.
Right, this is an insult.
It worked. Oh my god, are you kidding? Yeah. I told Keith did not play this for me beforehand. That's so fucking cool. What they're referring to is we had banners up on New Year's Eve for Keith and the Girl because I was performing for New Year's Eve. Yeah, on the Brooklyn Bridge in Vegas for New Year's Eve. And you recognize that.
Right. Right. Now you hear the little dig, like they had a little get together.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how many was it? 2,000 people bought tickets?
And went, by the way, when you did see our sign, did you really think, hey, that's funny, a little get-together? Or did you go, oh, fuck, here too?
Right.
Be honest.
Wow. I mean, come on.
And it's brother love, so I have no problem bragging. It's my buddy, not necessarily me. Let me tell you about this little get-together. My friend.
Right, this was brother love getting booked. He hired me. That's, like, amazing. And then he got those signs out there.
Yeah, the little get-together was the equivalent, if not more, than the actual Times Square in New York audience. That was our little get-together.
Oh, my God. And you saw the sign for that without knowing that we were coming
right.
over there, which is even better. Oh, my God. You just made my day. I know my high.
Let me explain how many people were there. Picture a Quidditch Super Bowl on the Feast of the Dark Moon. All right? Now double that. How old are you guys? Somebody look it up. How old are these people? These are adults.
Matt and I were coming out of New York, New York in Las Vegas, and there's this Keith and the Girl poster thing, and I think they were having some sort of outdoor get together right there. That was funny. We should have graffitied the sign, vote for MuggleCast on Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have.
You should have. Okay.
That's what you should have done.
By
Instead,
the way,
you went home and cried like little nerd bitches that you are. Davis, why would you, please, you need to take Keith and the Girl off this list so we can be higher. How about do a better show? Talk about dragons more. Everybody loves dragons.
It's so funny that they think a poster on a bridge in Vegas in a New York hotel is funny. Like, what's funny
right.
about
they
it?
They were on a little balcony. A little balcony. The replica of the Brooklyn Bridge. You
That's
fucking
so
idiot.
Awesome. Thanks for recognizing that. Right. Thanks for spotting it.
You know we're successful. Why do these shows try to act like we're not? Podcasting has... It happens right away. Podcasting was very proud of themselves being the next generation of radio, not having to do regular radio shit. And what do? Everything regular radio does. Try to imply that another show isn't having a lot of listeners. All these little things that it's like human nature or something. You just can't help yourselves. Mm-hmm. You won the award last year. We won the award after you. And you're acting like we had a little get together. You're shitting on yourself.
Right. True. If we're around the same spot on Podcast Alley, well, good for both of us.
Right. How about upping your game then? How about just upping your game if we're ahead of you? How about that?
How about more than one topic?
How about, well...
What are you going to do now? Is there like, what, one more movie coming out? I don't follow it.
Oh, you don't even. That's what people think. They go by the movies, too. They're books, but I bet they don't even read M.A. Armor.
We don't.
Why the hate? Why the hate? Just say why. I think is when we said that Harry Potter. Is this why? Is this why? Because I just need to know why. We never talked about you, ever. And you picked on us before. We never talked to you. But I think it's because I said in the new movie, Voldemort sees Harry Potter and keeps using his magic wand to make Harry Potter dump in his pants. And he keeps calling Harry Pooter in front of all the friends at Hogwarts. And Hogwarts just keeps laughing at him. And you're like, obviously that wouldn't happen. And did that make you hate us? Give me something to work with. What happened?
Did we never make fun of them, even when they made
never,
fun of us?
Never, never mentioned them. Never, never alluded cleverly, nothing. Right. I'm telling you, what came first, the bully or the nerd? I do not like nerds. I know it's controversial because it's kind of like the blacks. Don't say nothing about them now because we weren't nice to them in the beginning. It's kind of like, it's like a nerd holocaust. It's what it is. Listen to the show The Con. That we did when we came from Atlanta Convention. That's when I realized I don't like yous. I don't like yous because you're mean and you're spiteful and you're hateful. And you know what? People think like I was picked on in school sometimes by a bully. I wasn't the focus of it, but I had books knocked out of my hand. And people
I think
go,
we all had some kind of picking on.
Kate, if you met the bully today, what would you do to him? I bet you'd punch him in the face. You know what I'd do? I'd say I'm sorry because I bet I said something sarcastic under my breath that I couldn't back up. That's probably what I did. What came first, the bully or the nerd? I don't like yous. You're fucking hateful, spiteful people. The only thing that keeps me going is knowing it's coming from a bad place of self-loathing. Now, at least you mentioned us and you didn't allude to us in skit form. I'll give you that one. But I gotta say, guys, calm the fuck down. And let me add this. Listen close. Dominos Alexis Ophalia Chocola Halayu Oasis. That should do about 12 damage. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Wow, you mean it.
Oh, here's the latest episode. They run down chapter by chapter, chapters 11 and 12. Yeah, they go over it. I think they read to you. The host draws some excellent comparison in these chapters to Nazi Germany. Oh. The story begins to take on a very dark tone. If you're a Harry Potter fan, didn't you already read whatever book they're going over? Aren't you done? I need these guys reading it with size and stuff. You know, I could have downloaded the audio version with music and everything, but I want nerd size. Oh, Harry, she's not into you. We analyzed the argument between Harry and Remus. It's Remus. From both perspectives, sorry, Harry, seeing this one from just your point of view doesn't cut it. Sigh. One listener rates a very good defense of Lupin. Creature in Saucepan. Finally, some comedy. You're on like book 12 of Harry Potter. I'm glad she got a joke in. Jo shows just how good she is in her revelation that Umbridge has the locket. What is up with this plan to infiltrate the ministry? Mika doesn't buy it. Brrk. Snape named headmaster.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Now you know.
Okay. What? I know. Thank you.
Why does Hermione keep nagging Harry to close his mind? It actually helps him, you dumb bitch. Come on. You want him to close his mind? He's written in the prophets.
Well, otherwise we were not going to do another podcast this month.
That's pretty
yeah,
mean.
Really.
Wait, why not?
There's something bugging Micah.
if we don't, people don't vote for them on Podcast Alley, they're not going to do another podcast in a month.
Don't threaten your audience. Don't threaten your audience.
I do see that a lot. I do see podcasts doing that. If I don't get 500, I've seen one. If I don't get 500 emails saying that I do a good job, I'm going to quit. Another one, you're ruining my forums, I'm going to quit.
I don't understand that.
Do a show or don't do a show.
I don't know. I don't go to the kids like when I'm doing a magic show back in the day. Thank you very much.
I don't think Radio Shake.
Kids, if you're not into this, I'm just going to quit, okay?
Right.
I said say the magic words. I mean, the shit doesn't just work itself. You need magic words. Now wave your goddamn hands and pretend it's a magic wand. Or I quit.
I'm being told they range between 18 and 22 years old. You know what? They're having some kind of meetup on the East Coast. If they have it in New York, I saw some kind of poll they're having. Where should we have it? Everybody pick New York, whether you listen to them or not.
Are you going to go?
Let's go and bully them. It's not over, nerd. Take their beer. They finally think it's all over. And just dump it on their head. What are you going to do, nerd? I'm telling you, I watch Revenge of the Nerds, and I'm not on the nerd side. Ogre makes sense. Ogre's an asshole. Quit picking your nose. It's unnerving.
Josh Adju says, I'm sorry, Dan Cook always says that if you don't mail him jokes to perform, he's going to quit.
Really?
It's pretty demanding.
Well, there's something bugging Micah.
No. Guys, come on. Come on. It's the last podcast of January. Get it?
Oh, I get it.
All right, very good.
Oh, I don't get it.
So get it. They won't do a podcast in the month.
Oh.
The month's over anyway. 12 damage!
I love how you know the nerd lingo, which kind of makes you a nerd also.
When you refresh Podcast Alley, do you roll a 10-sided dice as you do it? Like, are we higher? Are we higher? Are we higher? Come on, what do we do? Just tell us what we did. Oh, well.
They're reminding us that Team Drunk Ottawa is also in the top 20 in comedy. That's pretty good.
Very good.
Go Team Drunk
Ottawa. Well, they better be in 19 or they're not doing shows anymore.
TDOshow.com.
Way to be proud of yourselves, threatening your audience. Way to be proud of yourselves. Yes, of course, we do our show from New York City. Broadway T-shirt. Unemployed actor willing to work any place but a restaurant. Only in New York, kids. Only in New York.
Or L.A.
Not L.A. Never would there be an acting reference in L.A. Cindy Adams, the voice of New York City. Did you know there's a Jerry...
What does Cindy Adams even do in New York City anymore? I mean, does she even go... Like, old people don't do things.
They go to Broadway shows.
Ah.
I actually have a clip of this. Well, not a ripped out article, I mean. Here's Cindy Adams is a editorializer.
I'm sorry, I love how you called it a ripped up article because that's what you turn newspapers into.
Ripped up articles.
What I have in front of me is a ripped up article.
Today's ripped up article says... Yeah, Cindy Adams saw a Jerry... There's a Harvey Keitel played 2 days in Carnegie Hall doing a Jerry Springer musical, I believe. Or at least a play. I could be wrong about a musical. And Cindy Adams saw it and was not pleased. I arbitrarily, she writes, in my own personal being, decided George Clooney's Michael Clayton is best picture. No filth, no violence, no super sex. Just a great thriller yarn. I know professor... I'm a little sick, so picture I'm doing the voice. Yeah. I know professional reviewer have decided to tell everybody Nathan Lane's November is Broadway's funniest Broadway show. They're even quoting that in the ads. Well, everybody's quoting that in the ads.
Right. One of you people is the one that gave them the quote.
Right, you said
bitch.
I'm even buying tickets for friends. I now speak of the worst so-called theatrical event ever. Jerry Springer, the opera, is filth. The dregs. This is somebody's job, to write this in a paper that reaches millions, that reaches across America. People buy the New York Post across America. Mm. Everywhere we go, they're at hotels. Jerry Springer, the opera, is filth, the dregs, despicable, debasing, disgusting, degrading, dehumanizing, revolting, repugnant, repulsive, frightful, awful, disgraceful, discreditable, shameful, terrible, horrible, horrendous, horrific.
She so has a word.
Of course she
thing
does.
That she needs to get to. Also, I think that she thought that she was going to the play Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, Jerry
and
Seinfeld opera.
And she went to
opera.
Jerry Springer. Yeah, because Jerry Springer is known for good, wholesome family fun.
Right. Nauseating, offensive, depraved, loathsome, vile. That'll be my word. Count done for the day. Take another smoke and talk about my dead dog. It is taking a role in a sewer. It is the pits, the lowest, the slimiest. You not only need a bath after, you need an exterminator.
Oh, my God. I so know what's happening. She's dating Andy Rooney.
She's dating Andy Rooney.
And it's just seeping in.
Yeah. Listen, here's more. This puke played a two-nighter at Carnegie Hall. Carnegie Hall? From Carnegie Hall's great stage, this near holy temple built in 1891. Yeah, she's just Googling everything. Graced by such as Walter DeMarsh, Sergei Rachmaninoff, Leopard Joshua Horvitz, Phil Armada, Vladimir Horowitz, Isaac Stern. Oh, not Isaac Stern. It's Scott Perlman, Lily Pons, Nessie Norman.
What is this reference?
Oh, the greats that played there.
Oh, Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
She really is dating Andy Rooney. Maybe she'll teach him how to Google things.
Yeah. Bringing up spirituals. She'd come entire numbers about shit. Entire songs around the word fuck. She, of course, doesn't say the words F dash dash dash. You can put the word in my mind, though. That's okay. It'd make me actually cause the sin. Entire tableau depicting various facets of sex. Entire scenes dealing with matter excreted from a human being's body. And its management, the city, which hyperventilates if someone breathes in secondhand smoke, permits its citizenry to inhale such foul air? It isn't that I dislike this production. I hated it! 7 exclamation points, by the way. 7 exclamation points, professional writer. But the art lovers remaining past intermission were a starry lot. John Leguizamo, Robert De Niro, Joy Behar. Clearly something's wrong with me because February 15th, opening at some East 3rd Street off Broadway house is, quote, actors are fucking stupid. That's the name of a show. So if it seems I have a problem with this modern theatrical trend, I respectfully request not bombarding this paper's editors with requests to fire me. The reason being, the line's too long for anyone to stand in. I'm going. I'm going to this show, and I thank you for your review.
Jerry Springer thing?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get us free tickets.
Done.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll go.
I don't think it's out yet. I think like they did some kind of test run with Harvey Keitel.
Perfect.
But it will be out if you got Harvey Keitel doing it.
Okay.
I'll definitely insist. Thanks, dummy dumb. Like, think about it. Like, calm down and think about it. It's like my dad saying, we saw Total Recall. He says this about many movies. We saw Total Recall when we were young, not when we were older. And we're watching it, and we ask him how he likes it. He's like, it was good, but way too much swearing. Nobody swears like that. I'm like, you know, I go to school. People swear like that. People swear. They don't. Like, you really don't even know how the world works. Like, think about it. Why would movies have curse words? Because that's how you naturally talk.
Well, because
that's
how more people talk than don't. Does.
I'm not saying you should talk. You want to have your wholesome life, then keep it wholesome. That's fine. Right. But they're portraying an average person. More people curse than don't curse. That's normal. Just take the time to think about it. Why do they have plays like that? Because we like it. Because it's funny. Because the show did good. Because people wanted to watch it.
That's like, remember when you saw the first Jackass and you saw a review with zero stars.
Zero stars. Lou Luminick. I remember his name. Lou Luminick, I believe, of the Post as well. 0 stars saying how it's crass and disgusting. Then you don't review it.
But the movie's called Jackass.
Right.
What were you expecting?
Old people just go. This guy, Lou Luminick, isn't that old. But old people just go into theaters and they just go. Like, sane people know a little about the movie they're going to. Hard Candy? I like candy. I'm old. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
For how long do you sit there not liking it either? I mean, when you're in a movie like Hard Candy, it gets to a point where you're either okay with watching the rest of it or really you need to leave. Because there was that scene that was really hard was half the movie. You know? Mr. X on the feedback is saying this is Rooney dating what's-her-face? Cindy Adams. Your snatch is floppy, flaccid, limp, loose, nasty, smelly.
He's saying Jerry Springer, the musical, is awesome. He tries to reconcile God and the devil. So, and he's from Canada. Has this been going on in Canada? Is this already going on in other countries?
You know, we might not be on top of, like, what play is coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't, like, it could be out right. or not out, and we just don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to see it, though. And she was talking about how she was talking to Joy Behar at the end of the show. She had a name drop a little bit. So she sat through the whole thing. Like, this is going to turn around. I think it's going to explain to the audience that all these people
well,
are going to hell.
She just has to write about something. So right. she's got to do something, right? She didn't overhear some horse-drawn carriage guy go, I don't know, say some off-color thing to right. his horse, only in New York, whatever.
Yeah, you saw all the beautiful culture that New York has to offer. You're all caught up.
Right.
You're all caught up.
There are
Nothing
other
left.
Plays.
There are other things to say. Oh, well. Yes, we do the show from New York. I'm from Pennsylvania. Chimda from Israel. And Israel had a rare snowstorm, a bad one that they never have. A rare snowstorm swept through the Middle East yesterday, blanketing parts
These
of the
people,
Holy Land.
These people, by the way, never see snow. I remember I went to Hebrew school for kindergarten to eighth grade. We went to yeshiva, which is like, you know, a Jew thing. And we would have immigrants coming in every year. They'd be new to the country. And every year for the first snow, they would put their faces against the window and go, holy shit. It was always their first snow ever. You know, so it was like for it to really snow there is amazing.
There was blanketing parts of the Holy Land and whites shutting schools and sending excited children into the streets for snowball fights. Everything has to be a fight with these people.
You're so... God.
How about a snowman? How about snow angels?
Okay.
Two angels.
Shut. Oh, my God.
Men in long Arab robes pelted each other with snowballs in the Jordanian capital.
Wow, it's even written like that.
Yeah, pelted.
Pelted. Pelted. When have you ever heard a snowball fight say pelted?
I guarantee they used ice.
I'm just saying.
I'm originally from Gaza, where snow never falls, a 28-year-old said, taking photographs. The white snow is covering the old world, and I feel like I am in a new world where everything is white, clean, and beautiful. There's a lot of quotes, I guess, where they really don't make Israel sound like a great place to live. Jerusalem's old city was coated in white. A few ultra-Orthodox Jews wearing plastic bags over their hats to keep them dry prayed at the Western Wall.
Because those hats cost a lot of money.
Right. Snow falls in Jerusalem once or twice each winter, but temperatures rarely drop low enough for snow to stick. The Israeli Weather Service said up to 8 inches of snow fell in the city.
Wow.
Heavy snow also was reported in the Golan Heights and the northern Israeli town of Safed and throughout the West Bank. I am just astonished with the snow, a 17-year-old said. When I saw the snow this morning, I felt happy. My heart was laughing. You guys have something to be enjoyed about instead of that shit brown everywhere.
Well, come on. It's like Spooky. Spooky's waiting. Spooky's like, it's cold. It's not even right. snowing. He was so thrilled with snow because he's from Texas and Florida. Right. I mean, come on.
I understand. Do you think that's the problem in the Middle East? No snow. You think that's the problem?
Is it the problem in Texas, too?
They see snow. You know,
yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No, they don't.
Snow's not that far away from them. But Middle East, you get that doom and gloom sun daily.
Please.
There's something to it. Look, listen to how happy these people are. Oh, it's a great day. Yeah, my heart is laughing.
It's something different.
Quote, my heart is laughing. It could end war. I said we put fake snow like we do over here in ski resorts.
They just need to tube down the mountain like we did on my birthday.
Tubing! How can you... I didn't know tubing! Snow covered most mountain villages and blocked roads in Lebanon. The storm disrupted power supplies in most Lebanese towns and villages, exacerbating the power cuts, you know, that these fucking Israelis are pulling on the nice Palestinians. Parts of the Beirut-Damascus highway were closed. Temperatures in Syria dipped below freezing and snow blanketed the hills overlooking the capital. This snowstorm hurt a buddy of mine, Deuce. You can see the video on our forums. It's under the thread called Batten Down the Hatches, and you show the storm rips the roof off of Deuce's house.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. Right off, like clean off.
Yeah. Not the saying, raising the roof. It takes the roof off. Now, it does show the shitty construction in Israel. There's rafters in the roof and nothing else. I mean, I'm sure Jeremy did point out, you know, there was a layer of dirt for installation.
It was really weird how, like, the roof was just flapping away. Like, I don't know if our roof would flap.
I don't think it would flap.
For a while.
Right. I think that's a few, they don't have building codes, but just deal with each other. No.
Do you want it now? Or, do you want more money, less money? You want, what can happen? What, snow? What's going to happen?
Yeah, you, well, you get those stories. They try to make you feel dumb.
So now, yeah.
Israelis try to make you feel dumb until you go away. They love doing that. Ugh. They love it. And that's what they do. They kept making Deuce feel dumb about his roof. It's like, you can't look around. Everybody's living like this. Okay, that knocks him mad.
Right. Now watch, like, Deuce can call up that roofer, and I'm not saying that he knows who it is, but let's say he did call up the roofer and go, hey, you said nothing could happen. Listen, what? Am I God? I make snow for you, and this is what happened? What? You blame me? What else you gonna blame me for? What else you gonna blame me? Go fuck yourself.
It's not even like, man, it's hurt all of us, and we didn't expect it. What can I say? It's fuck you. It's what do you want from me? Fuck you.
Yeah,
I wonder why you're always fighting. Behave. Just a class. Sit all the Middle East down for one big be nice hour class. That's it. And while snow falls outside. And
solve. So they could be happy in their hearts while this is happening.
Like that 90210 episode where they dump snow out of a box outside. Do that.
The 90210 episode. I mean,
people
what a
know.
Fucking reference. Jesus Christ from you.
People know.
It is true because I go to in New York, you get like every kind of everything over here, and we have a neighborhood that's like a lot of Israelis, mostly Jewish, all that kind of stuff. So I went to pick up a couple sandwiches from this place, and it's so frustrating. I refuse, first of all, to speak Hebrew in this place in these places because then they can talk to you like you've known each other forever and go fuck yourself. And why, if you talk to me like we've known each other forever, is it go fuck yourself? It's like.
Right.
And the problem was with Israeli restaurants and fast food and takeout and whatever the hell it is, they expect you to know their deal. So they
I've
can watch
this
you
from the beginning. And you're Israeli and you don't even understand the
well,
rules.
Well, because every restaurant
of
is
course.
Different. You walk in, you don't know, like I'm walking into this place and I see people they're talking to the guy about how they want their sandwich and stuff like that. So I figure here's where we order, right? I was standing there for like 10 minutes. And I don't even know if like I finally asked or finally somebody else acknowledged me, but they will just hang out like, what? You don't order from here, you know? And then it's like, if I were to speak Hebrew, that means I'm one of them. And that means that they can talk to me however they want. If you don't, then you're American and they're like, oh, let me, you know, placate to the American right. and let them. And they're disgusted because, you know, they're like.
The placating's still disgusting.
Oh, and it's still disgusting. It's still like.
And where do I get my salad from? There's a salad bar?
Right.
Salad bar? When do you ever get free salad if you want? They're yelling at you. I don't know. Maybe the Israeli place across the street. You never fake congratulate them to check up their setup?
Well, I didn't get yelled at, but you get this like. Fucking Americans eating our food or whatever the fuck attitude. You right. know what I'm saying? It's like this very like, yeah, yeah, what else do you want? Because I didn't even call it the salads by the right thing. You know, there's madbucha and whatever, baba ganoush and whatever. I was like,
matbacha?
You know what I said? Huh. I said that red one.
Good. Fuck
them. Because I'm not sure that because right. all of the red sauces look, there's three sauces that look the same.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is madbucha. I think it's that one. That one looks like the one I want. So I'm like, this red one. And he like kind of grins at me like, you're fucking calling my food red. It's fucking red.
Right.
Just give it to me and put it in my sandwich. Yeah, leave me alone. But if I were to speak Hebrew.
I'll take the brown cubes and give me some red and brown. Fuck them. Fuck you and your fucking culture. Sauces. Good job. That's your cuisine.
No, the sauces are awesome. The sauces are awesome. No, it's just like Greek food where their little plates are fucking awesome. You know you enjoyed that sandwich.
I do like their sandwiches.
You enjoyed the shit out of that food. Don't talk about the food right. because the food is good. Persian food is good.
Okay, terrible people, but you have good food. I take it back. My apologies, horrible people. My apologies. I was just looking to be spiteful, I admit it.
So if I were to speak in Hebrew, they'd be like, what? You don't know what it is? How long you been here? This one and a culture, never. If you don't have culture, you know, I want a sandwich.
Right.
I don't want culture right now. I would like a sandwich. Put the fucking falafel balls in the sandwich.
I hope all your roofs got taken away. Not nice. A senior Al-Qaeda terrorist, active in operations planning and training, has been killed in Pakistan. That was big news today. Top Al-Qaeda official, dead. Good. Ha ha. Abu Layth al-Libi, in case you know him, is thought to have been involved in the February 2007 bombing of a Bagram air base in Afghanistan while Vice President Dick Cheney was visiting. Good. Bye. Serious news, though. Patrice. She's not here because she's dead.
Babe, that's not a cover-up for us getting into a fight.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Is she coming next week?
You know, I'm not sure. She's we actually didn't get into a fight. But she posted why on popscribe.com on her site. And
health issues, right?
I don't really know what she posted.
Oh.
I know why she's out. I'm not sure if it's the same story. So
oh, okay.
Way to put me on the spot.
Sorry.
But I sent her an email. I'm not sure if she's busy right now or not. Hopefully she will be in next week, but she'll be back at some
right.
point.
Well, in the meantime, I'll try to do this. Ready?
I think she does it a little more sexy.
Britney Spears mm-hmm. was taken to a
no,
hospital.
No, no, no. Girl.
Oh, girl, you gotta hear this.
Girl.
Britney Spears. Oh, this bitch. Oh, this bitch done it again.
Let me tell you something. I try to back off Britney Spears. She and I, we were right here. I gave her a couple months. I gave that bitch a couple months, but she wants me to talk about her.
Bitch acting up again.
She's acting up.
Fine, you want me to talk about you? Here I am, I'll talk about you. Oh, bitch. This is dummy. Get this. She was taken to a hospital early this morning. She is certifiably nuts, they're saying. A North Hollywood Police Department.
How long did it take for them to recognize this in Britney
right.
Spears? She put an umbrella to somebody's window, shaved her head in like a... shaving your head is not necessarily nuts, I don't think, at all. But for her to do it in the way that she did it, she doesn't want her kids. There's all this like, right. you know, she gave up. She looks like she's on drugs constantly. When? When
but,
did you realize?
But you can understand fighting paparazzi doesn't mean you're crazy.
True.
James
true.
Gandolfini hit somebody, and this guy's like, "Hey, I want to be a made man," and he keeps falling around, and he's a what's his name? It's in there somewhere. Let me see.
It is true. I'm sorry. That's right. very true. I really think the paparazzi can drive a person like Britney Spears nuts. However, right. she's nuts.
You know, I don't even want to
over there.
I don't
yeah.
want to say this guy's name. He comes up to James Gandolfini and he keeps falling, gives him a hard time, and he does this to stars to get a rise out of him. Till James
so they can get the right footage,
right.
Yeah.
And James Gandolfini ends up grabbing at his face. Like, you can't help it. You're going to lose it once in a while, and good. I love when
because
celebrities
you know,
beat the shit out of a paparazzi.
So does the paparazzi. But the
you
thing
should
is,
expect it, and it's
yeah.
a shame, but. You know, and if you complain about it, I'd be like, well, that's the life, and sorry that, that comes with your bullshit job.
With your awesome, like, money-making job.
But, right. But at the same time.
Yeah, at the
I
same
love
time.
Love seeing it.
If you, Keith Malley, as, let's say, a regular person walking down the street, if some guy, I mean, these are dudes, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, it's not some chick, because chicks won't physically fight. If some guy walks after you... Let's say he didn't even have a camera and go, what's up? Why don't you fight me? You're going to punch that guy.
Right.
You're actually provoking another guy in real life, which is, I think
right.
LA doesn't exist in real life. But in real life, you follow a guy and like half threaten him the whole time.
Right.
You're going to get a beat
you're
down.
You're making puns on whacked. You're making
yeah.
puns on being in the mob.
Yeah. Think about it from that perspective. You can't just, you know, I mean, if a girl did that to me, I'd have to turn, I'd call the cops.
Right.
I'd have to, I don't know why they don't get the cops called on them that often. I guess because it's just
Cause
a,
it's
a
so quick,
quick, you know, from this store to that store or whatever. But yeah, I mean, if a girl kept being like, what's up? I'd like to pull your hair. What, or,
right,
or some
right.
kind of whatever. I don't know. Whatever my character is supposed to be
right.
and my character happens to be a gangster, are you waiting for me to act like a gangster?
This is the problem that stars aren't doing. Right before you hit him, yell, I feel threatened!
Mm.
And then hit him.
Mm.
I'm definitely feeling threatened! Punch, punch. Still feeling threatened! Punch them all. Because they won't punch you. Let's keep punching. Feeling threatened again, like 300. You against them. Feeling threatened. Still threatened. One guy could kill me. I'm going after the last guy. Still threatened.
They are such scumbags, though, the paparazzi.
Do you see that Britney
yeah,
Spears video?
I was just going to mention that. It's so weird how they don't feel weird. Like, I feel weird watching it. So how do you not feel weird filming it? There was a paparazzi. Britney Spears was going to some rehearsal thing. And through something, they were peeping in. They were like
slid in the window or
yeah,
something.
And they were watching her until, oops, her boob, like she was changing. And you saw one of her boobs. They
yeah.
slowed it down. And, you know, at the same time, I'm like, well, why did I watch it? You know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, I'm curious about what Britney Spears' boobs look like. I would love to see them.
I watched it because people said, Keith, you'd like this. And I thought it was somebody getting their head sawed off. So in my defense, I thought it was a different video.
Yeah, so we're wrong for watching it and for, you know, whatever. But how? I'm not saying. I don't know what I'm saying. The point is like if I was an actual camera person, I'd be like, fuck, I'm actually fucking doing this. You know?
Right.
Yikes. Following them around and talking shit and so weird. It's weird.
I guess your only friends are other paparazzi. Because, like, how
you're
how
such
could
a stalker and you live a
you?
Stalker life. You know, yeah. They really do. Like, at any point, if somebody says, hey, Britney's on the strip, you go to the strip.
Right.
So, yeah, you're not an on-call doctor.
Right.
And then you watch the celebrities walk by and you see all the flashes, you know, because if you're watching a videotape, you're watching all the flashes of the rest of the paparazzi. And it's like, wow, there are like 10, 20 people over there following someone. How weird of a life is that? It's nothing that I ever want.
It could make you crazy, I guess.
Absolutely.
The North Hollywood Police Department sent about 8 officers to Spears Hilltop House by car and helicopter. This was already planned out before. They reserved airspace and everything. They knew they were going to come and take her away. The group at Spears House included plainclothes officers, motorcycle police, ambulance crews, and some police brass.
Do you really need that many people to... this isn't.
You never know what she'll do. She could dance her way out of this.
It isn't what normally happens, right?
Right.
You don't get a police escort to the loony bin.
Like, if you wanted to be quieter, you couldn't take her quieter. So of course, paparazzi find out and start staking out. 2 officers found 20 to 25 people near the house. They were asked to leave. They said no, thank you, but they were asked to leave.
Maybe it's like, hey, we're picking up Britney. She's crazy. It's like, hey, you know, we got a helicopter. Can we come?
Right. The Los Angeles Times reported that the pop star was taken to the UCLA Medical Center. This is her second visit to the hospital, coming just weeks after going there earlier with the Dr. Phil fiasco.
I was
going to
say, was Dr. Phil going to visit? Because she really needs him
now.
Oh,
don't worry.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry. Dr. Phil talked. He showed up on The View this morning. He said, quote, I don't think Spears' current hospitalization surprises anybody. All I ever try to do is help, but that I don't mean doing therapy because I don't do that anymore. But I've always felt like let's get her to the right kinds of professionals, ones that could provide psychological and psychiatric support.
You don't do therapy anymore?
Oh, interesting. What's your show? Licensed therapy you don't do. You mentioned that because people are picking on you now.
Wow.
But you could still do your show and still keep the word doctor in front of it and still confuse dummies.
I think it's funny that he's like, I always thought that she needed help.
Right.
What kind of diagnosis is that, you?
Right. Nobody else did. I think she should go rape people. Do you listen to that show, Keith and the Girl? They think they should go to the wrong people. I don't know the circumstances, he says, of how she wound up in the hospital today, but if it's moving in that direction, that could be a good thing. You're part of the reason in her weird circus life, freak. You're part of the reason.
But look, he's getting to go on talk shows because he made some noise for himself.
Right, right. Britney Spears supposedly told doctors at UCLA that she's on Adderall and has been taking 10 laxatives a day.
Whoa.
Add that to all the pictures you see of her at the Starbucks.
Her
house is dump central.
Whoa, wait, let's just take a moment on that, because one laxative will make you fart all day.
10 laxatives a
day. Seriously, you have to, like, oh my God, 10 laxatives?
But maybe she's just saying it. She also accuses her mom. She told doctors that her mom is sleeping with her boyfriend, whoever that is.
Okay, but, all right. I mean, maybe you can get immune to laxatives, and you'll need more and more.
Maybe she says, like, I take a lot of laxatives, like, you know, 10, I don't know. And they're like, she said 10. A day? I don't know. True. I'm going to rate day. Is that okay? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to take it as a yes. Just sign here. Britney Spears is reportedly on medication also for bipolar disorder. She has been, she's seen several psychiatrists, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe she only seems bipolar at this point, you know?
Professionals that have seen her say she's really trying. Whether it works, we'll have to see.
Thanks.
Thanks, talker.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it supposed to be confidential?
You would think. She has a disease. Sometimes when you see her, she's in the middle of an episode. It's like mocking someone with Down syndrome.
Wow.
I don't know, you got to pick on Down syndrome people like that, but... Her paparazzi boyfriend, depending on when you catch her, Adnan Galib, she dated a... This is a sign you're crazy. You're dating the paparazzi.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're fucking them.
Well, he's around all the time anyway.
Right, right.
You know, it's the kind of boyfriend that really comes out with you. You said, are you getting mad that I'm not jogging with you? This guy's jogging with her. He's going to Starbucks with her. He's probably following her to the bathroom.
My high-low,
he loves me.
My high-low today was, I know, baby.
I was there.
Milo was the video that I took, somebody took, of you, you and your tit. And the high was that we're together again, dummy.
Oh, here we go. Sarah, I did say you can build up a tolerance to it, but still, you can build up a tolerance to laxatives. I used to be addicted to them and would take 20 a day. They're very hard to quit. Yeah, they must be, because as soon as you stop pooing.
You know what's hard to quit, shit factory? Not dating you.
No,
holy
but no,
shit.
But you know that that's a form of bulimia.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the other way.
Oh,
it's a,
Sarah.
It's like a serious form of bulimia.
Is that what happened, Sarah? How did it start?
That's all those like Trim Spa and all those things. They're right. They say they speed up your metabolism, and maybe they do something like the drug speed does, but a lot of it is just making you shit 20 times a day.
Those aren't normal. What did I take just to see, because there's so much hype around it? Stacker 2.
Okay. Is that supposed to, what?
It's a fat burner.
Okay.
And those fat burners, and they, you know what? I was at Rite Aid the other day, and I saw some more fat burners. I wasn't seeking them out. But I don't know why I got to make that clear. But I'm looking at these boxes, and it says, you know, works so good you can feel it.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever taken those, you're jittery and you're shaking. It's like people will know Red Bull to equate it with. If you take too many Red Bulls, it's too much coffee, too much caffeine. You're shaking. You're not supposed to – nothing's supposed to work like that. That's your body saying something's wrong.
But you know what? Nothing's supposed to work where you lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
That's true, too.
It's like the whole thing doesn't really add up. Yeah, there's some that boast it's like it'll clean your system out, or it'll flush you out and things like that, because it's all meant to just – because how else are you really going to lose weight? Unless you get like jittery because your stuff is speeding up too much, or unless you like get rid of everything fast as soon as you put it in. How else – like your body isn't meant to lose that much weight in a short amount of time. It's all going to be bad.
For reference, Tub Girl only took 4 laxatives that day. Okay, just a little reference. So yes, the paparazzi boyfriend, Aidan Ghalib, has 6 video diaries of Britney that he's shopping around for $2 million. He's holding out to clips.
How do you expect these people not to be crazy? This is my boyfriend. My husband is suing me. You know what I mean? Like, it's too much.
Right. Like, you have clips of me that I thought were private. AM's what I am's. He's only holding on to clips 4 and 5 for now, but there's a supposed...
He's holding on to clips 4 and 5.
But here's a supposed rundown of the clips that show Britney is definitely out of it. Clip number 1, Britney sits on her bed wearing a nightie. She talks about herself in the third person and rambles about her childhood.
You know what? She probably had the camera in her face and knew all about it. She's kind of... The problem is you get not only... You get addicted to the attention, but you also hate it at the same time because you can't control the attention.
When Britney was a child, she's heard saying, quote, she's saying this, when Britney was a child, she had to work really hard. When she was 13 years old, she won all the beauty pageants. Clip number 2, Britney wrapped in a white bath towel, again perched on the edge of the bed, talking to thin air, and she mumbles, Britney has an angel looking out for her. Don't you, angel.
Wow.
Clip number 3, Britney.
Wow, he like fed her drugs and recorded it. That's not nice. It's like if you got really, really super sick drunk and I'm videotaping it.
You know what? That's exactly what Anna Nicole Smith's boyfriend did to her.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Britney talking to Adnan, who's holding the camera and calling him by his pet name Bubba. She smiles, I'm really happy. Bubba's here for me now. It's all good. Oops.
And clip why was Anon thinking that Bubba is him?
And they're holding on to 4 and 5. We don't know that one. But clip number 6 supposedly is Britney crying hysterically after a night out. Mascara stains her cheeks as she wails, Britney wants to live. I'm not crazy. I miss the kids, and I did love Kevin.
I think she loves Kevin, and I can't believe I just said that.
Well, good. But you know what else she loves? Harry Potter. Riding a unicorn and giving her sandwiches. The girl's crazy.
And Bubba. And Britney Spears.
And her angel. Oh, well. The voice of Bart Simpson inked a $10 million check to the Church of Scientology.
No!
Nancy Cartwright does the voice of Bart. Todd Flanders. Is it Todd?
Ned Flanders, right.
Todd Flanders.
Todd's a kid.
I'm sorry. Okay. Todd Flanders, Ralph Wiggum, Nelson Muntz on the long-running Fox hit.
Wow, she does so many voices.
Yeah. And she gave $10 million, beating out Tom Cruise and Kirstie Alley, who only gave $5 million each.
Well, not for long. They can't have this.
Guess who's going to win an award of the year? Nancy Cartwright.
I can't believe that Scientology needs $10 million.
Right. Well, for recruitment. The word's not out.
Right.
$10 million. But still, Nancy Cartwright, don't tell us what you study. Keep that a secret.
Wow, you know who needs $10 million? Some kids who are being abused.
Well, Scientology.
Right. Oh, you know, yes, they take care of those people.
Are you going to give the kid fish? Or are you going to teach him the fish?
Yes. Are you going to teach the kid how to get beat?
Right. Yesterday we talked about Rudy Giuliani dropping out of the race. And here's a political cartoon with Mary-Kate Olsen. Very skinny, bone skinny. And she's on the phone. She, of course, was the one that Heath Ledger's people called instead of calling 911 right away. And Mary-Kate in this political cartoon is saying, it's the Giuliani campaign's masseuse. Tell my security team they have to leave for Florida immediately.
Oh, like she's...
Her campaign's dead. Yeah. Somebody actually died. I think it's funny. Good.
Somebody actually died.
Good.
That's true. Thank you. That's true.
Actress Michelle Williams drove her doomed lover, Heath Ledger, to the Malibu Celebrity Rehab Center promises in March 2006 because he was abusing heroin, coke, and booze.
Heroin and coke, aren't those like the opposite?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's why he's dead.
Maybe.
You know, usually people stick to downers or uppers. And right. I'm not saying that that's not a way to die. You can die like that too. But right. I think that's a way to die faster is like uppers and downers.
He's taken a variety of pills.
I know a little. I'm starting to know more and more about drugs. And right. I'm not sure if I like it. Like, I almost like being ignorant of drugs.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I hate watching movies and goes, what are those pills? Is that heroin? Or is that, like, I kind of feel stupid. Like, even if you're not, if you didn't, you know, have that around you as a kid, like, no, what's heroin? I don't know. Something about it.
They said at a party with Naomi Campbell, Heath Ledger stayed in a closet the whole night and only allowed certain guests to enter. That's a sign of drugs, I think.
Wait, was this at a party that he
was? It was a party. Okay. It was a big party. He hid in the closet and sent for people to come and see him. I believe drugs were involved.
Raggedy's saying something. You think Britney would end up in Scientology next, but she's so fucked up they don't even want to take her. I would say that they want to take her right now because the rumor is...
Take her and keep it quiet, and then when she's better.
Well,
Scientology
no.
saved you.
Yeah, well, they can right. take her and be the cause, like, you know, boast that this is what Scientology does, is it takes a girl like Britney Spears and fixes her up.
Right.
I mean, that's what religion is all about, like... You know, that's why, you know, people walk door to door. Who are those? The Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, they believe right. that they're actually saving someone. But, you know, people try to convert because it's like, look at us. We're awesome.
Right.
And W says, I watched the Simpson cast on Inside the Actor Studio, and don't worry, the Scientologists can have her. She was crazy.
Really? Is she nuts?
I don't know. Did you? I thought maybe.
You know, I did see part of that where, you know, everybody does the voice, and it's kind of cool to see.
It is cool.
A normal person do a cartoon voice for a minute, but I didn't see the whole thing.
It's also cool to see, like, a handful of actors, and you know that that represents everybody on the show. Because all of them do not only one voice. They right. all do, like, this voice, this, you know, like, just, like we just said Nancy Cartwright, you know, we listed all of those. There's, like, five people who do most of the voices on there.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of religion, Bucharest, Romania, a former priest began a 7-year jail term yesterday, for murdering a young nun during an exorcism ritual when she was bound, chained to a cross, and denied food and water for days.
Maybe she wanted that. I'm not kidding.
Irina Cornici.
I'm only saying because religion, like, does this kind of thing.
Right. What was that movie? With Hillary Swank. No, it wasn't Hillary Swank. I don't know why I said her. Was that somebody remind me that religious
that
movie we saw? Yeah,
movie with
the Exorcism of Emily Rose. I loved it. You see the side from a scientific side, yeah. and the side from a religious side. I really like that movie. Anyways, Irina Cornici, 23, died from dehydration, exhaustion, and suffocation during an ordeal that stunned Romania and prompted the Orthodox Church to promise reforms and psychological tests to screen potential clergy.
Look at that. That's what they promise.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be a little outraged? Like, they're just like, you know what? Next time, maybe we'll have a better interview process. You know what we'll add? We'll add another question to our...
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This man had to go through tons of things to become this in your church.
Right. And they're, you know, people trust them. They go to them and they get advice from them. They get advice about their lives, about their marriage, about their children, about their jobs.
Yeah.
The former
fucking
priest...
Fucking religion!
Amen.
Okay, that's it.
There you go. I think you solved it. with a simple statement of fucking religion.
All right.
In January of 2008. The former priest Daniel Karaganou and four nuns were all convicted and sentenced in September, but Karaganou was freed pending an appeal, which he lost Tuesday. He was picked up by police in a remote northeast Wednesday and sent to jail. Cornici, who had previously been treated for schizophrenia, had believed she heard the devil talking to her. Maybe it was the devil,
see,
though.
No, but see,
maybe it was the devil.
Right, but they're trying to get the devil out of her. So I really think that this is something that's it could be. I'm not like oh, she had it coming to her.
But
I'm
she's
saying,
into it too. She wants
yeah, it.
It
could be
yeah.
consensual. Like, please, priest. You know, you just said people yeah, she, come to priest and they say, help me out with this, help me out with that. She might have said, take this devil out of me.
I'm sure she did. Karaganou and the four nuns decided to try an exorcism ritual in June 2005 using techniques that the Roman Orthodox Church condemned as abominable. You can get books that the church did put out about how to do an exorcism, by the way. You could have looked that up. You don't got to do your own shit. Use the ones that may have worked. The church, which has benefited from a religious revival in recent years, defrocked Karaganou and excommunicated the four nuns, who in September were handed 5 and 6 year jail terms. When arrested Wednesday, Karaganou said he would serve his term if that was God's will.
You're no longer in God's will land.
What if you say, yeah, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I prayed. It wasn't God's will. You can let me out. It's not God's will. Karaganou, a Romanian, dropped out halfway through training for the priesthood, but still served as a priest for the secluded Holy Trinity Convent in northeast Romania because of a shortage of suitable candidates for convents and monasteries. You don't just let somebody fill in that didn't finish. You know what? I know you dropped out of police school, but we're kind of strapped. So here's a gun. Go out there, get them.
Hey, I know you dropped out of doctor school.
Yeah.
Med school.
They don't let you drop out of McDonald's training. Doesn't matter what school. You didn't finish. You're not one. Jesus. How about going to a priest? I dropped out. Well, maybe the exorcism, maybe they talk a little more about it in the second half. Because I don't think on day one they talk about exorcisms. That's probably in the advanced classes, I'm going to guess. You might have to go through that. Dehydration. I'll get the devil out by dehydrating him. Oops. Oh, that hurts the person too. Oops. I'm not a scientist. I'm a priest. Fucking idiot. Before we get out of here, listen to this story. The NFL has warned players to ignore a KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken promotion, in which the company will donate $260,000 in the name of any player who does the chicken dance after scoring a touchdown. You're not allowed excessive dancing, which I think is a stupid rule. You just did something fantastic.
I know. I really love the excessive dancing at the end. Here's what I think the NFL will end up doing. What they promised,
$260,000.
Okay, they get that money because they did the chicken dance, and then the NFL will fine them $260,000.
Right. Well, actually, they say it's $260,000 in their name, so I don't think they necessarily get the money. Mm. It goes to a. But I would still do it anyway, you know? If you don't do it, you're keeping $260,000 away from somebody, kind of.
Well, KFC is. I think that's a shitty thing to do, knowing that they're going to get
in
trouble.
That is true, too.
That's shitty. You want to give away $260,000, then make it nice. Make it something they're allowed to do.
It's funny if you're like a rich person and you're an asshole. It's funny. It's not funny if you're a national chain.
Yeah. How about if at the end, when they're interviewing you and you won, you go, well, then you do the dance.
Right.
You know, like, because then you're not going to get fined. You're actually asking them to take out of pocket.
If you finish and they go, you're the MVP and, you know, it was a big upset, congratulations. Right there, you do the chicken dance and you mention KFC. Does KFC then have to make a statement and go, oh, no, 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 no. We're not giving money to Down syndrome patients. Ugh. Oh, no. During the game. You knew it was during the game because you're not allowed. You knew that.
Right.
No hospital gets money today. No, no, no. A spokesperson for the NFL is saying, we're not going to play the role of Simon Cowell and critique dances, but if a player acted in a way that was a reflection of a corporate message, then we'd have to take a look at it. When you're dealing with that kind of money, though, and it's nothing for KFC, you still need some kind of rules. Like, you could turn around once and point up to God as you turn around once. Can you flap your arms 3 times real quick? Is that a chicken dance?
See, but if they reveal what they think is a chicken dance, right, then the NFL knows it and then
right you
away,
have to admit
you
it.
You know, yeah.
It was just a dance. Wink.
Right.
What a dumb... And people okayed this. This is a good idea and wouldn't give us slack for any reason.
Yeah, it's actually mean because usually when, like, you know, game shows and things like that, when they're like, well, when they have celebrities on, they don't want to give them the measly $10,000 when they're making millions because it just makes everyone look bad. What makes you look good is, like, whatever this celebrity wins goes to this charity. Right. And they know that they're giving the money away. They're happy to do it. Everybody looks good and people get helped. Right. The weird thing always about those things is that every celebrity has a different charity. So right. Whoever doesn't, so like four out of the five are like, sorry, kids, sorry, animals, yeah. Sorry, whoever, sorry, leukemia, you know?
Do you ever think like it's not, the money's not that much? Like I watch, I saw part of, what's the new one? Celebrity Apprentice. Mm-hmm. And they're giving like $20,000 to this charity and they well up like a baby. And it's like, just give $20,000 and go on with your day. Like that'll really help them. You're in The Sopranos. Just fucking give it. You know? I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot of money for them balling so much. Well, what's breast cancer going to do with $20,000?
Everything else. Come on.
Then
it's
give it.
It's still money.
Then give it.
Well, maybe they're giving. I'm sure they are giving on top of it. And then now they've had this other person. It's not even
they're
that.
Not or they would mention
it's,
it.
It's not even that. It's not even that. It's that now you're on TV and you're bringing, you know, this cause in and you're behind it. It's just like what's happening with the presidential candidates now. Like everyone's behind this person, behind that right. person. It's like a commercial. You know what I mean? Right. So it's more like that. It's more like now the word is out and all that stuff.
And this just in from Raggedy. This is disgusting. KFC now upped it, and you get more money if black players do the chicken dance or the watermelon dance or the pick and cotton dance. This is disgusting. Right. This is disgusting.
You're so silly.
Speaking of jokes, D Warrior says, sorry that my stand-up came in late. The daylight savings time threw me. My mother died, and I'm abducted by aliens.
Oh, well, we can understand that.
Yeah. No, make sure you send in your fucking sob story, too. Anyway, here's my jokes. My brother's on cocaine. Sorry it's late.
So we're going to play the rest of the submissions that we're going to tomorrow?
We'll try to tomorrow. If we don't, we'll still do it Monday. But the deadline is over, yes.
Yeah, no more sending submissions in. But thank you to everybody who took the time
right.
and sent it in. We had such a...
It was awesome? A real fun time this year. It really was.
And the fact that, like... Sorry that we didn't. No, I know it sounds cheesy, but sorry to those that we didn't play. But you're gonna get played on the forums. We'll put it all together, and then we'll also, of course, put up a poll. Hopefully, sometime this weekend.
Yes.
We just have to pick the top 10, and then the audience gets to pick.
Let me mention this: Jesse Joyce, the guy that's opening. You know, one of you guys will be the first opener, then Jesse Joyce, and then myself on April 15th. You can see Jesse Joyce in New York City, headlining Gotham.
This is his first time, I think, headlining in Gotham. Gotham is a very big club in Manhattan. So if you're around the New York area and you're free on Wednesday, he's fucking hilarious.
He's very funny.
So 8:30, February 6th, this coming Wednesday, Jesse Joyce, one of people's favorites on the show. Also, since we mentioned earlier, podcastalley.com. Why not take a vote, you know?
You don't get it now, guys. How about this? Up your game.
Yeah.
Look at each other and just up your game. We're going to leave with this song. It's called Move. It's by the band C696. Rianne turned me on to this band, and her husband's friend happens to manage him, so check him out.
Can you, what is C? It's C, the ocean C?
No, I'm sorry. I don't get the name, but the letter C.
Oh, the letter C.
C and the number 696, move.com.
Oh, wow, okay.
But B. Jason's song, Suck Me Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And this song that I'm going to play, Move, are the two songs we've been starting the show with that I just can't get out of my head. I love them both. Check them out. We'll see you guys tomorrow.